This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry, and trust it'll bless you.
Then he gives them a calendar, and at this time they have just come out of Egypt. They already were keeping a calendar. The Jews have kept a calendar, a yearly calendar. They didn't name the years, but they had kept it, and in their tradition, they've kept it since the day Adam was created. But actually, we know that they only numbered the years since, about 700, 800 or so AD. But they marked every year the day Adam was created. That was the first day of their civil year, and they call that Rosh Hashanah. Rosh is the Hebrew word for head, and Hashanah is the year, head of the year. So year after year after year, they begin their year on Rosh Hashanah, which in their hearts and minds says that this is the day that mankind began. Now, they kept that every year, every year, every year. When they came out of Egypt, God changed their calendar. He gave them, actually he didn't exactly change it, he gave them another calendar. They keep two calendars. They keep a calendar which marks the time since Adam, and they keep the second calendar which marks their sacred year's beginning. And if you'll turn to Exodus 12, you'll see that. Bless the Lord. Exodus chapter 12, they're coming out of Egypt. And you know, of course, this is at our Easter time, we say, so it would be in the spring. Now, Rosh Hashanah is in the fall, the beginning of their year, marked from Adam. So in Exodus chapter 12, and the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month, probably April, March or April. This month, we would call it. But they don't name their months Mars. They don't name them August after Augustus Caesar. They don't name them July after Julius Caesar. Actually, they count them. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th. Like you do the days of the week. Remember, God did this on the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day. Now, God said to them, this month, verse 2, shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So the Hebrews keep a sacred calendar, and they still keep the civil calendar. And the first month of the year comes the first Moed, the sacred year. Back to Leviticus 23. Remember where we are? God is telling them his calendar. These are, verse 4, these are the Moeds of Jehovah, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their, guess what the Hebrew word is? Moed. These are the appointed times of Jehovah, and you shall proclaim them at their appointed time. And then he gives, verse 5, in the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. And you know that they celebrated that Passover year after year after year. They rehearsed it and rehearsed it and rehearsed it until Jesus came and was the Passover lamb. That's how God works. That's his pattern. Hallelujah. Now, we could go into wonderful things here, but we won't take time to do it. From that week and certain things that happen in that week, verse 15. You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Shabbat, From the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. That's 7 weeks. In the Passover week, they offer the Passover lamb, and then on the Shabbat, they go and make a wave offering unto the Lord of the first fruits of the barley harvest. Every one of these are harvest feasts. Now, the Bible is seed time and harvest. It just is. All of this speaks of harvest, every bit of it. So the way they used to do it long, long ago, the rabbis, they didn't have a calendar and mark off years like we do. In Bible times, they named the year like the year that King Uzziah died, the second year of such and such king's reign. They didn't have numbers. And so when their barley harvest came on, the rabbis would go, and the priests, and they would go down there, and they would feel of this barley when it was in its very earliest stage, the Aviv stage. They say, okay, the next new moon is going to be our first of the month. Now, how they did it, because it had to remain a solar calendar. The Arabs keep a lunar calendar. Every 28, 29 days is a new month, and they just go all around the whole seasons with the holiday. But these have to be kept by the sun, and so just before the first month, if things weren't quite ripe enough, they'd add another month. They have leap months, 6 times in every 19 years. They have a second last month. So now the first month of the year, the rabbi says, this is it. This is the time of the Passover. And this time we have to offer. In every one of these, you have to go, with your hand full to the Lord. Then you go with your hand full. I don't have time to show you this in all the scriptures. Brother Leroy used one the other night about Samuel. About David, you know, when he brought that offering. You go with your handful, and then God, with His kind, loving hand, He gives back to you. Now, if you go up, if you haven't behaved right and got your rain and don't have anything in your hands, something's wrong, see? It's a marvelous system. Now, you count, they have the week of the Passover, and then they take the wave offering of the first fruits. And they waved it up there. This is Passover week. And this is on Sunday morning after the Shabbat of Passover week. First day of the week, you get up, you wave it. Well, now you remember what Paul said to us in Corinthians? That Jesus was the first fruits. He met these moeds. He fulfilled them every time. And in the upcoming dates, there'll be moeds. And there'll be these appointed times. So, he was received as the first fruits of resurrection. That's what Paul told us in Corinthians. Now, you count from that day, 7 weeks. That's 49 days. Then you add one more day. And then you come back up here again because it's going to be wheat harvest time. So, they're coming up there in wheat harvest. And let's look at this, verse 15. You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Shabbats shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Shabbat shall you number 50 days. And then you're going to bring the first fruits of the wheat offering. Now we call this Pentecost. Because the Greek, when the Hebrew Bible was translated into Greek, 50 is Pente. So it's called the Feast of Pentecost. Actually, the Jews call it the Feast of Weeks, the 49, the 7 weeks, Shavuot. Now, this marks the day that they received the Word. When Moses received the Torah, and he received it according to what their tradition, not only the Ten Commandments, but the whole first 5 books. And now they have the Word, and it came out on that mountain 50 days, the Bible tells us. After the wave offering. So, you come back up here. You see, at these moeds, they had to go back. They had to come up before the Lord. 3 times in a year, they have to come up before the Lord. Now, you think something supernatural isn't going on? This is harvest. These people work their fields. They live a long way away up in Nazareth, wherever. They've got to make a long journey, but God's watching over the harvest. And so they come in at this date, the marking, and oh, they love this feast because they got the word. And they came up then at Shavuot. Now Acts chapter 2 tells us, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord. Folks, their being in one accord didn't bring the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost was coming. Jesus bled so that the Spirit could come among them, but God had them ready at the Moed. Now, I know how that's going to be for the upcoming dates we're facing. The date is fixed, but we're going to be ready. He's not failing this time. Woo! Now, verse 23. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month. Now, this is he started things with the sacred calendar. This seventh month used to be their first month. It's an amazing thing God did. He made the seventh month the first month, the first month the seventh month. If we had time, we'd talk about the circles of God, but we don't have time. But it's interesting what he did. He made what they had been celebrating as their first month their seventh month. However, they still celebrate that seventh month as a first month, but in a civil year. Confused? If you send a practicing Jew a New Year's card, you're going to send it on Rosh Hashanah, which is their seventh month. But it's the day they count that on this day, God made Adam. Hallelujah. And that's the beginning of their year. Hallelujah. Got your shouting clothes on? Verse 23. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Shabbat, a memorial of blowing of trumpets. I'm not going to tell to you all that speaks of. But I want you to know, when Abraham offered up Isaac on that rock, the Lord provided himself a sacrifice. And that ram had a horn, a ram's horn. And that is the ram's horn that became the shofar. And every time the shofar is blown, it's blown to call for the Messiah.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.